Well, good morning, Tim. Welcome to spring.
Hey, Pat. Spring is springing, so that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, so what does that mean for the film industry in Western New York?
Well, things are springing in the film business too, especially this time of year. It's kind of weird when I tell you this, but we're going to be shooting a Christmas movie, Christmas theme movie. Fred Olen Ray is back in town with his great producing partner and son, Christopher Olen Ray, and they're doing a little movie that will come out next Christmas and has a Christmas theme to it. So typically they're here a little earlier to catch some of the snow and some of that. But they're hoping to catch a little bit of the tail of the snow that might be piled up. But in the end, I think we're going to have to fake it a little
Well, gee, I'm so sorry that
bit.
that's the
Well, it's
case.
good for us and bad for the movie people, I guess. But the Rays have been a wonderful blessing to this community because they've shot over a dozen movies in Western New York, many of them sort of holiday related. You'll recall that A Prince for Christmas, which was shot out in East Aurora and involved the Attica Arcade Railroad and so many great assets that we have here, plays every Christmas time on, I think it's Lifetime mostly, Lifetime Network. And it's kind of cool because, there's scenes of Western New York scattered throughout. In fact, there's another one that's out at holiday time called Christmas in Vermont. And it stars Chevy Chase. And in no way is it resemble Vermont. It's all Western New York. So it's kind of cool to have that sort of little cavalcade of movies that over to the side here.
You might call it a ray of hope, wouldn't
A ray of hope, and thank you for that one.
you?
Yes. And also we have a great guy that we are so proud of, who will be very soon directing, and he wrote this movie called G.O.D. His name is Addison Henderson. And he's very familiar to Western New York. He grew up here. His dad is Bishop Henderson, who is the retired bishop over at the Michigan Avenue Baptist Church. And he is such a great guy, and we're so excited to have him shooting his project here in Western New York this spring. And you may also know Addison because he's the personal assistant to sort of a famous actor, a guy by the name of Chadwick Boseman, who we all know shot Marshall here in Western New York, but is also very famous for his appearances and things like Black Panther and so forth. He's just a big Hollywood hit, and Addison hangs with him when he's not in Buffalo visiting family, friends, and prepping for a movie. So,
So that means the local crews are going to be busy.
yeah, employment is like almost, rocking and rolling here. We're gearing up for a real active summer. We are so busy planning and executing, all the movies that are headed to upstate New York. So yeah, we're excited, and we've got a great year ahead of us that we're scoping out. The tax incentive is strong. Our architectural assets, are the second leading thing that brings them in. And, it's just been very, very, very good and very strong industry that has built here.
Sounds real good, Tim. But we are out of time, I'm afraid. So I got to let you go.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
And my guest has been Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you've been listening to Press Pass on WBFO.